live in my favorite neighborhood.
Oh, really? Huh? Well, I just moved in. Is it that nice?
Nice. Some of the best saloons in town are over there.
Ed Asner is a legend. From Mary Tyler Moore to his solo show, Lou Grant, to the crotchety old man in Up, Ed Asner has done it all. He has a new film playing a Holocaust survivor in the soap myth, and Ed Asner joins us now. Hello, Ed. How are you, sir?
How do you do?
Ed, how long were you here in Chicago?
I came to school there in 47.
Okay.
So I stayed there, and I did the amateur plays that I could with the theater company of at the University of Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Until I alienated the director, George Blair.
I see a trend here, Ed.
Yes, and became barred from university theater. But fortunately, a lot of other people got barred from there, and they formed Tonight at 8:30. The stuff was good.
Okay.
And that was fruitless. I could not gain the lady of my love sufficiently.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried selling over the phone. Didn't work out. Tried driving a cab.
So you drove a Chicago cab back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know all the streets here then.
I learned them.
Okay.
Didn't make any money, though. I went and applied at the steel mill and got a job as a hooker helper.
A hooker helper. So you were a pimp.
How dare you?
Wait a second. I just want to make sure
I have... What do you think you're talking to, young man?
I just want to make sure I have this correct. Ed Asner, cab driver in Chicago. You worked the steel mill. You needed some extra money. You became a pimp here in Chicago back in the early 50s.
Yeah, at the steel mill.
Wow.
You help the guy hook up the putts.
Oh,
in the mill.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You putts.
I apologize for that.
Yeah, I would think so.
Man.
I didn't. Sex never entered its ugly head into this picture at all.
You teed me up there, and I'm like, wait a second.
So I was working there, making $1.30 an hour.
Do you remember where you lived? Did you live near Second City in Old Town?
I lived at 10 West State, I think it was.
10 West State. You know, that's big money to live there now.
Well, yeah, I would think so.
Yes.
I had a room, and it was wonderful.
You had
it was wonderful.
One room.
Mm-hmm. I wish I had that now.
Oh, yeah, I do, too. We're talking with Ed Asner. Can we talk a little Mary Tyler Moore? Because when people are in the midst of making something great, sometimes they don't appreciate the journey because they're so busy making the product. When you did Mary Tyler Moore, did you appreciate it at the time and know that you were making something special?
I didn't think it was as great as it's come to be regarded. I thought it was pretty hot stuff, but...
When you look back at Mary Tyler Moore, what are your two favorite episodes?
Well, Chuckles the Clown Bites the Dust.
Oh, yeah.
One.
That's the best.
And the one where I slept with Sue Ann is another.
Mm-hmm.
And where Rhoda redecorates my place is another. That was a good show.
I mean, people always talk about Chuckles. That is just a great episode. And
yeah.
The Kiss Between You and Mary, that's another episode that people talk about. I wanted to ask you about that because I remember the kiss between you two where you kissed and then you started laughing right away.
I think that was probably in the sixth year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was late. It was late in the series, but how many times did you have to do that scene with Mary?
As long as I had moisture in my mouth, I guess.
We need a redo here, please. I need to recut that. We need a redo. I need to kiss her again, please.
That's the way I work.
Yes. Ed Asner, the final episode, the final scene when you're all hugging and you need some Kleenex and everyone is moving towards the Kleenex box. I mean, that is just a classic scene in television history.
We were all in the group hug and Jim Brooks is there and saying, now, is there some way we can keep together and not have to break up the group? Georgia Engel said, well, there's Kleenex on the desk. We can shuffle over in group to get it, which we did, and it belonged to Laugh.
I mean, it's a sad episode that you're ending the Mary Tyler Moore run, but you see that, and you're laughing on your way out the door. I just love it.
Yeah.
Mary Tyler Moore only ran from 1970 to 77. How come only 7 years? Because everybody had another gig? I mean, Rhoda?
No, Rhoda had already left.
Right. Phyllis left early.
Phyllis had already left.
Yep.
And I would have stayed for even another year. I think Ted and Gavin would have, too. But the two producers, Brooks and Burns, thought that they had tapped the well as deep as they could.
And that was it. They ended Mary Tyler Moore. By the way, you went on to go to Lou Grant for, what, another 5 years after that? 77 till 82. Ed Asner is only one of only two actors ever in the history of television to win an Emmy Award for a sitcom, Mary Tyler Moore, and a drama, your series Lou Grant, for the same role. That's pretty impressive.
Well, I was too busy fretting about making it a success that I didn't have time to enjoy it.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you one of those guys that you were a stressed out actor back in the day?
I was on that one.
What I remember from the 70s, my mother used to make us sit down as a family and watch the miniseries of the 70s. And if people remember back in the day, there was only three networks and a miniseries would go five nights in a row or seven nights in a row. And I remember you in Roots, which was one of the biggest ones from back in the day, and Rich Man, Poor Man. I mean, if you want to talk about the two biggies from the 70s, the miniseries, you were in it.
Yeah, and what an honor it was. I got to disport myself in terms of, well, certainly Rich Man, Poor Man. I was so flattered and didn't think I was right for the part, but did my damnedest in fulfilling it. And I owe that all to Harv Bennett and felt I could do the job.
How about Peter Strauss as the lead character? You know, when you think of a leading man, you think of a guy that looks like that, and he's got the hair.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a good-looking man back in the day.
Well, but yeah, of course he was. but we also had...
Nick Nolte?
Nick Nolte.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Became a Hollywood legend himself.
Not too bad. We're talking with Ed Asner. My son loved the movie Up. And you have great hair and very bushy eyebrows in your animated character. Did you have any say in that character for the character Up?
No. I just did the voice and they drew what they envisioned me as looking like.
Tell me about...
What station am I on?
WGN here in Chicago.
Oh, my God. I hit the cream.
Yes, you did. This is it, man. This is
Boy, what an honor this is. I would have been kissing you all over if I had known it was WGN.
Well, I'll mention that the next time you and I talk. The Soap Myth, your latest film, it's streaming on allarts.org is the website. You can see The Soap Myth. You play a Holocaust survivor. What's this all about?
It's a man who decided to tackle the establishment and insist that he be heard. And he kept hounding and bedeviling and finally got his version of what the Germans did, that they made soap out of Jews.
Do you like doing dramatic acting better than doing comedy, or you like comedy, or it just doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter. I never thought I was good at comedy. When I found I could get some laughs, I concentrated on it. It's much more rewarding, I must say.
Of course, you get the immediate reaction. Pretty funny.
Drama, if they're quiet and you think the point is sinking in, it's possible they're just asleep.
See, you're pretty funny on the radio here in Chicago.
Oh, ha, ha, ha.
Yes. How are you doing during the self-quarantine? Are you catching up on television? What are you doing?
Well, the self-discipline that I've had for all these years just went in the toilet. you haven't helped.
I really haven't. I mean, I'm drinking like I'm back in college again.
Are you?
Yes, and I'm binge eating. A lot of ice cream in our house. I got to get it out of the house.
Oh, God. You're putting on weight?
Well, I'm trying not to. I work out in the morning. I drink in the afternoon. I think it offsets itself.
Yeah, well, I haven't worked out, and that's my problem.
You got to keep moving the body, don't you?
You're damn right.
Ed, pleasure to talk to you. Do you still have any friends, acquaintances back here in Chicago?
I love Chicago. It made me, and it warmed me and cuddled me and kept me going and gave me imagination and gave me the horizons to shoot for. It can do no wrong. And I am delighted every time Chicago is uplifted in terms of its contribution to theater.
Well said. Ed Asner, the film is called The Soap Myth. It's streaming now on allarts.org. Ed Asner. Ed, pleasure to talk to you. Happy self-quarantine, and hopefully we'll chat again soon.
I hope I meet you.
I hope so, too. That would be nice. You and I embracing, hugging.
That's good. Well, I don't know about embracing. I'll have to smell you first.
Yes. 6 feet.
All right.
6 feet. Ed Asner. Thank you, Ed.
Thank you, Pete.
Take care.
Bye, Chicago.
Look, miss, I was just about to have a drink, and I wouldn't mind some company. Want one?
Oh, no, thank you.
I said I wouldn't mind some company.
Well, all right. I'll have a Brandy Alexander.